hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Got a couple things that are going to happen. Normally, we bring in a big music artist for our Friday morning conversation. We're going to do things a little different today. If things work out right, in 2 hours, or if you listen to the podcast, less than that, but if you listen in live, Amy's husband will be in, and the plan is for him to come on and sit with us and talk. How do you feel about that, Amy?
I mean, he's going to be up here. You can ask him.
Okay. Amy's husband comes in today for the Friday morning conversation. So he's just going to be up here in the building. We'll see if we can pull him in the room. I do feel like
I cannot guarantee you this, but yes.
Okay. Well, everybody good? Amy, you good?
Yeah, doing good.
Yeah, Lunchbox, you good?
I'm great, man. I'm happy it's Friday.
Good. Let's play the Name That TV Family game. If I can get a little game music, please. So I'll give you the last name to a famous TV family. Just tell me the show.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
Like, for example, if I were to say the Cleavers.
Oh, that's easy.
Go ahead.
Leave It to Beaver.
Right. I'm not going to say that one. Leave It to Beaver. Okay. Everybody got you understand the game, Amy?
Yes.
You versus Lunchbox in a battle to the death.
Ooh.
Amy. The Heffernans. Name that TV show.
Doug Heffernan. King of Queens.
Correct.
My eyes are getting weird.
Ready.
My back is getting tight.
All right, Lunchbox, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting here in traffic on
the Foremans.
Oh, yeah, I got it. That 70s show.
Your favorite show, That 70s
Whoa!
Show. That's right. What'd you say, Amy?
I would not have gotten that.
Well, that's one of his favorite shows.
Right.
So he got that one. All right, Amy, ready?
Ready.
The Winslows. What TV show are the Winslows from?
They are from, the Winslows are Family Matters.
That is correct, Family Matters.
It's a rare condition.
Next up, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
The Starks.
The what?
The Starks. Starks. The Starks.
The Starks. Ah, okay. Jimmy Starks, Patricia Starks, Jacqueline Starks. We'll go with, sounds like a superhero, so I'll just go Smallville.
Smallville. No, I'm sorry, just Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones would have been the right answer.
What's the main guy in the family's name?
Well, John Starks.
Oh.
Played for the Knicks.
Jon Snow.
It is.
Oh.
House of Stark. Yes, you have to. Amy, you haven't watched it.
No, I know.
His name is Snow, but his. I'm confused.
Jon Snow is the half son, right? Yeah, he's the half son. That's why it's. No, not. That they say he's the bastard son, actually.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's mean.
It's a whole thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
The Arnolds. The Arnolds. Name that TV family. The Arnolds.
Golly, I have like three things flashing in my head.
Talk it out.
Roseanne.
No.
What?
You're thinking of Tom Arnold.
Oh. He's in Roseanne though, right?
He is. They were married for a while. It's actually the Wonder Years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What would you do if I
Remember
sang?
This?
Yeah, I do.
Lunchbox, you can get back in this right here.
I'm ready to get back in it. Let me get back in it, please.
The Bundys.
Woo! You know, you had to say it twice. You want the answer?
Yeah.
Married with Children.
That's correct. All right, sudden death.
Oh, boy, here we go.
He climbed back into the game. Amy, are you ready for sudden death?
For
yes.
All the marbles.
For all the marbles, as we used to say in French class. Buzz in your name with the answer. The Connors.
Lunchbox!
Lunchbox.
Rosie!
Correct!
We win no matter what.
What a way to start the show.
Everybody hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
There he is.
And they say yeah.
There he is. There he is. All right.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Amy's husband should be in the next 10-15 minutes. How we feel about that?
Yeah.
Friday morning conversation with Amy's husband. Come on. I'm so excited about this. All right, now, over to Amy for the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why can't you borrow money from a leprechaun?
Why can't you borrow money from a leprechaun?
Because they're always a little short.
No. There we go. Maybe that was funny. Maybe I'm in a good mood because Amy's husband's coming in later. Yeah, one of the two.
Well, and it's fitting because St. Patrick's Day is this weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's Sunday.
Get
That's
it?
Right. That's right. By the way,
I have another leprechaun one just
come
in case.
Come see Eddie and I on St. Patrick's Day in Boston. The Raging Idiots are playing.
Yeah.
That's right. We're playing. Come on. RagingIdiots.com. What's your other joke, Amy? Go ahead.
Yeah, because after today, I can't tell these till next year.
Go ahead. We're going to rattle some off here?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
What is a leprechaun's favorite kind of music?
What's a leprechaun's favorite kind of music?
Sham rock and roll.
Yay! All right, give me another one.
That's it.
I thought she was rattling some off there.
That was the morning corny.
Bobby Bones, come on.
So apparently we're programmed to love the music and always love the music that we heard in high school. The music that was high school to us gives us a dopamine feeling. Which is like, I feel so good. Mm-hmm. And it's like when your brains are developing too. So between like 15 to 21. So let's say your high school music is like your jams your whole life. So if I just say the one jam from high school that takes you back, because I cheated. Like when I saw this, I did the ones I thought of. Here are my high school jams when I think about it. First of all.
Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that.
It's a little too late. Hard Chestnut.
What's
the Kiss of 96?
Hanging on every word she ever had to
this
say.
Is like the junior high school.
Are you driving the Sunfire?
No, Subaru.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was in this, but pre-Sunfire.
I'm just trying to picture in my head.
Red Subaru, piece of crap. The Pontiac Sunfire is a piece of crap, but the Red Subaru was a piece of crap. I think I bought it for like $400.
No, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah. I don't know. My life was on the line every time I got in that car. Also, I used to work at a marina.
Oh, come on.
And KLAZ would play this song.
Fastball.
And all at the marina, as I was moving boats, driving boats around, pumping gas, this song from Fastball, The Way, was on all the time. It was like the big hit.
Dang, dude, that sounds like the lake right now.
Yeah, it does.
Did it feel like the lake?
Yes.
And then my other one was, because I was into this scene, 7 Mary 3, Cumbersome.
Cumbersome.
And what scene is that?
I would listen to music and thought I had a scene.
Oh,
okay.
I am become cumbersome to my girl.
Too rich or too poor, too rich or too late. That's the jam. That was the list that I made real quick. Amy, what high school songs do you have?
Well, this was my wheelhouse. A Tupac California Love.
Now let me welcome everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a
slug. Did you have a system in your Bronco?
The bazooka? The bazooka
like
bass?
A bass thing?
Yeah, like would you drive up to school and like
with amps?
Like, I mean, like a little bit of an amp.
You thought you were so cool, huh?
Definitely did. And I had a CD changer.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It was like 6 CDs that would rotate.
I'm almost dying going to school on my Subaru. The doors don't even all hang on. And Amy's bumping her bass.
Yeah, her license plate is shaking.
What else?
San Diego to the Bay. Deanna Carter, Strawberry Wine.
Ooh, Dina.
Sorry. It's
funny how those memories.
Well, she comes in like every 9 months. All us girls can relate to this one.
Nice. This takes me back too.
Yeah. Chicks love this song, man.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You start playing that in your car and those chicks would just melt. I mean, they loved it.
That's what you did in high school?
Yeah, you put this song on like... listen, you hear this song. Oh, I love this song.
You picture Legend of the Where's my Dina Carter CD? Right there. All right.
I love how we were all listening to all of this on CDs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Lunchbox, what was your one jam, high school?
Oh, LFO Summer Girls.
It was the jam.
Jam.
I even learned all the words. Like, that's how much I loved it. I got the single, the CD single, and learned all the words to this. I like girls that wear appetite. Yeah, that was a jam. Fish. I take if I had one wish. She's been gone since that summer. Cherry pants, cold crush. Eddie, what's yours?
Ooh, I have to go Santa Rhea by Sublime.
For sure.
Right?
Every word.
Yeah, and I do. I drive a Jeep. Oh,
every word, Amy?
$1 million, but I spend it all.
And drop her down and drop
All right, Morgan, number two.
Baby.
You're a little behind us. You're 25. What's your high school song?
My jam was JoJo Leave. I jammed it with my girls driving around all the time.
Oh. Leave.
Get out. Leave right now.
It's a jam.
Yeah, all your girls like it.
All us girls like it. Yeah. All right, Amy's husband's coming in next. We good with this?
Oh, yes.
Friday morning conversation with Amy's husband next. By the way, one last time, Eddie and I will be in Boston on Sunday. Come to that show, The Raging Idiots, in Boston, RagingIdiots.com. Hey, stop crushing candy and make the switch to Best Fiends. Hey, it's Bobby Bones here to tell you about this 5-star rated puzzle game. It's just better than other puzzle games. Don't miss out. Best Fiends is not your average puzzle game. And once you play it, I think you'll agree. Trust me when I say that Best Fiends is just fun. Use your brain as you solve thousands of puzzles, collect tons of characters. If you're sick of playing the same old puzzle game and you want to try something new, go and download Best Fiends right now. No other game like it. And if I can't convince you, maybe the over 90 million downloads of Best Fiends will. There's a reason why Best Fiends has this many downloads. And once you play it, you're going to love it. One of the reasons we love it on the show is because it's just so much fun. You don't even need Wi-Fi to play. So it's perfect while you're traveling. Make the switch to Best Fiends, the 5-star rated puzzle game. Again, it's not like all the other puzzle games. Download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Bobby Bone,
come on. It's a very special day on the show today. Clap your hands for Amy's husband, Ben, who's in the studio. Come on.
Woo!
There he is. How long has it been since you've been on this show, Ben?
Since like Christmas of probably 2008, 2009
time frame. Come on, 10 years. Yeah. Happy 10-year anniversary. Come on. Amy's husband is back in the studio. And how uncomfortable from one to pee the bed are you to have to do something like this?
I mean, like, I'm not uncomfortable. I'm just I'm not necessarily in the trust tree right now. So
hey, he's in the trust tree. Come on, everybody. Amy's in the trust tree.
He doesn't feel like this is a safe place.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he knows because last time you had him on, you tricked him, and that's why he hasn't come back.
No. There's no tricking here. Okay. I think our listeners have questions, mostly about you, Amy, because we kind of hear your side of things all the time, but we never get to have your husband in to kind of tell his side of the story.
Okay.
Are we okay with that?
I'm great with it.
I mean, this is so, he just happened to be up here.
That's right. We like that. Yeah. Come on. We like that.
Was not expecting this, so I have no idea what's about to happen.
A special Friday morning conversation. No, there's nothing about to happen. Hey, Ben, first of all, I wonder how you feel whenever you're portrayed by this show as being Vin Diesel. You know, tough, muscular, you know, like you can beat people up. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I think that's probably who Amy thinks she wishes she'd have married, or maybe she hopes she'd have married
Vin Diesel. No, I don't portray you as that. They do, and I try to say, like, stop building him up, because he's going to feel, like, people meet him, and then they're...
Yeah, like, Ray was severely disappointed the first time he met me. He was like, really? Like, and you have hair? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah. He thought, but I mean, I will say your bicep game is strong.
I put some effort into that.
Okay, here's another question I have. Amy always says that you hate her short hair. Now, she said it many times. Now, would you speak on this, at how you feel about Amy's hair continuing to get shorter as the years go by?
Yeah, no, I definitely disagree. Like, this is coming, has got to come to an end. Because, like, literally the other day, we were in the store, and I'm sitting in the front, like, you know, because they don't put chairs out there for guys. So I'm a female store. I'm sitting at the front in the display case somewhere to chill out. And the lady comes up to me. She's like, hey, are you here with the lady with the short hair? And I'm like, of course not. And then I'm like, she points over there. I'm like, well, yeah, I am.
So now you're married to two things. The lady.
Yes.
Oh, no. She said lady? She didn't say the girl, the young girl.
The lady with the short hair.
That one.
Amy, what do you think about that situation?
I mean, yeah, he does not like it. In fact, I have a hair appointment today, and I think he's probably...
You do what, to grow it?
No, but I mean, I might get a little trim.
Oh, you mean to go shorter again?
Well, no, I don't know. I'll get a little color. More so, I'll probably get color, and then we'll figure it out from there. But I promise I can't really go any shorter, but he probably would like for that to stop.
Amy's husband, Ben, is in a studio with us. He happened to be up here. He graciously came into the studio when I just said, hey, will Ben come in and talk to us?
Yeah.
And he did. He's in here. He's a little uncomfortable. But see, look, two easy questions, right, Ben?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, come on. We're doing pretty good, right, guys?
Trust tree.
All right.
We're it's setting up. It's a setup. It's a complete setup.
There's no setup here. Okay. You've been married. How long you been married, Ben?
12 years.
Okay.
See, that was a setup question.
No, it's not. For all 12 years of your marriage, what's it been like having your wife be on the radio and be so public with the really good things and also the struggles? Like, I don't know that other side, so I'm asking you about that. What's that like?
I'm just an extremely private person. So, I mean, even in my family, like, I wouldn't know if my parents were having a struggle because we don't share that stuff. So for us to share our internal struggles with, you know, on the radio for anybody to consume is not necessarily my favorite thing.
How tough was it at first?
It was really tough. Like, I put a lot of boundaries on her, and we would definitely butt heads. I'm like, hey, you can't say that, or you can't portray me that way. And I think it's difficult too, being on the spouse side, because you don't have the chance to give your side of the story. You're left with whatever their interpretation of the events were, and you got to roll with it.
Lunchbox, you have a question for Ben?
Man, I have a question with, like, Amy comes on here and tells you, like, that you act like a child and she has to... What did he do that he did something stupid like a child, and she was just like, now, Ben, you can't
well,
do...
Well, one water. Of the things...
Oh.
Like,
the hot water!
Yeah, yeah. So, well, Amy, what was the story again?
What was it? The hot water on the... You boiled something on the stove. You did something with the stove.
No, well, because I'm not allowed to have a microwave, I took a glass jar because we don't have anything plastic in here, which does conduct heat just fine. And it was room temperature just fine. No problem with it shattering. And I put it on the stove to warm it up because you wanted to warm up some
directly
water.
Directly on the gas stove, which is a fire, a
no,
flame.
No, it's fine. It's not the difference in the temperature. It conducts heat. It would have been just fine. And you freaked out like I had literally put like
and it
some,
broke. It no, broke. Yes, it did.
See, here we go. This is what I'm talking about. Now, let's stop this fight. What is the most frustrating part about living with Amy?
There we go.
Because she always gets to throw you under the bus, so you have your time to say, you know what, right. This is what she does.
No. So, see, this is the exact setup that I was talking
There's
about.
There's no like, listen, I don't know
no,
what he's going to
yeah,
ask
man.
You.
Like, so, okay, so I can go here, and I can literally tell you exactly my emotions as a husband, and, like, we're sitting in counseling about how it felt, and then we go home. Or I can say it's just perfect
you
and we're
say,
fine.
You can say stuff that we would have... I mean, you can say whatever.
Oh, like, so you're saying she'll hold it against you if you tell the truth.
Are
no.
you married?
Yeah, well, I am. But that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying
this is marriage, right? Like, I mean, you're not going to... Like, you don't throw your wife under the bus in front of other people.
Okay. But it wasn't a setup.
Lunchbox does.
Lunchbox does a lot.
Ben,
yeah.
I'm giving you permission. It's fine. Like, you could share an example of whatever. Like, if I know that he has to deal with the side of me. Like, y'all think y'all see sometimes, like, a hormonal side of me. Well, like, y'all don't have to deal with nearly what Ben has to see. And I feel like a lot of homes could be this way. Like, you think, like, some of these people or women are, like, really so sweet and they could never harm anything or do anything wrong. And then hormones come into play and, like, I can go pretty crazy.
Well, no. Amy mentioned that she was baking. And she was not having a good day earlier this week, and she dropped everything on the floor.
Yes.
And just had to go like
okay,
sit
get,
in the closet.
Ben and I have obviously we haven't discussed this, so he can interpret the scene. I want to see how he interpreted it.
What did you see in that situation?
Like normal ops. This is like once a month. Like.
Okay, describe what happened.
Well, I was in the other room, so like it used to be when I would hear, because the amount of noise you make and the aggression, it's literally like you're being attacked. So I used to respond like run into the room like first like responder type of stuff, like holy, are you okay? And then it would just be like a spill on the floor. And but it was that time of the month, so that spill was like a big spill, you know, like it was a big issue. And so you kind of may have been a little bit more dramatic in that response than you would have otherwise.
Yeah.
And that happened again.
So when I dropped the food this week.
I didn't even respond.
But what did I do? You were in the room. You saw it.
You freaked out. Yeah, normal. You freaked out like it was the end of the world. Like those were your peas or something. And like, I don't know. It was like the, it was just normal. Like I don't even get upset about it anymore. It's like, yeah, okay.
He did.
And then
he
you
did.
Stomp out and then.
Me. I dropped it. I screamed. I stomped my feet and I left the room like a toddler. Like I was a child. And I went and we had a call we had to do like 10 minutes after that. And I threw my hands in there and I said, I can't do the call. And I go and I get in the shower and I disappear. And he acted like...
No, with the amount of noise that came out of her, you thought she'd have been was being attacked by a cheetah. Like, but that's the normal way it is. It's
but
just like
the
that
food.
The first time it happened, I'm calling 911. I'm looking for a gun. I'm grabbing a knife. Like, we're going, like, I'm thinking she's being attacked. And then I realize that this is like, this is just what happens.
Yeah. And well, then our kids were there, poor things, and they just looked at him.
No, they're getting used to it now.
No, they are not. The way I acted, I had to apologize because I've never acted that way in front of them. I stomped off.
All right,
I had
you
to
two.
Say I was sorry.
Let me calm you two down here. Okay, listen, we're gonna let Ben go.
Oh,
Ben,
man.
Ben, who's your, just a quick get to know you segment, who's your favorite NFL team?
Cowboys.
Yeah!
Thank you, Eddie. Who's your favorite college football team?
The Longhorns.
Who's your favorite three country music artists?
Top three? I would say probably Corey Morrow, Pat Green, and George Strait.
Wow, heavily Texan influencer.
Country.
Yeah. Heavily, okay.
Ben listens to a lot of Post Malone right now.
Well, yeah. And one final question. How do you feel when Amy talks about you being Uncle Rico? Like with like your football shirts? Because she brings it up a lot, and I do not think that's fair. Just
I think
so you
it's
know.
A slam. Like,
I do,
just
too.
Because
I do too.
The fact is, I am still on the wall at my high school doesn't make it Uncle Rico. That's a
right.
Fact.
It's
I'm
just
with
true.
You.
It's the
I'm
truth.
With you. I'm with you. A little bit, I'm insulting when she does that tour to you, and I tell her that. And I hope you hear me tell her that.
That's good. Yeah, come on, man. I need a favor here.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a favor because I feel the same
that's
way.
Right.
Like, I'm proud of my quiz ball accomplishments. It's not
what
the same.
Is your, why are you on the wall at your high school again?
The squat. Or no, the deadlift. The deadlift.
You deadlifted what?
I deadlifted 565 pounds.
Dang.
At what age?
I was senior year in high school.
That's senior. Pretty impressive. See, when you have those big moments like that or prom king like me, you have to
come on.
You
there
have
he is.
To celebrate it.
There
you
he is.
Have to celebrate it. And Ben, I didn't mean to I was not trying to give you a setup question. I just really wanted to give you a chance to bash back at Amy because she always bashes on you. So
hey, you want
to
bash Lunchbox? Punch him right now.
Whoa.
All right, there he is. It's been a rare treat to have Amy's husband, Ben, on with us. Here he is, our Friday morning conversation with Amy's husband. Ben, thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
We'll see you in 2029, all right?
Yep. See you.
All right.
Christmas 2029. We'll
there
see
he is. Christmas 2029. There he is, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show.
Let's bring in our girl group here. Because I want to talk about people getting engaged at somebody else's wedding. Okay? That'll be the topic. Got an email from a listener I want to share, but let me introduce the girl group. First of all, to my left, my co-host, Amy. There she is, everybody. Go ahead, Amy.
Hello, hello. Mom of two here, wife of 12 years, and this is my last weekend as a 37-year-old.
Oh, wow. Come on. Glad to be 38 years old.
Getting closer to 40, but feeling good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm loving my 30s. 30s have been great.
Over to Morgan number two, our head of digital. Morgan number two, what's up?
What's up? I am 25 years old, and I like to spend my weekends either walking my dog or taking shots at the bar.
There she is. Wow. Hitting it hard over there. All right. And her name is now Utility Hillary. It's not like Bob the Builder, except it kind of is. Because she does a little bit of everything.
Yes.
The utility person can fix anything, everything, and that's what she does. Utility Hillary, what's happening?
I'm 26, and I refuse to eat any type of seafood. Just the thought of it grosses me out.
Any seafood at all?
If it comes from the water, I'm not eating it. I'm not touching it.
Wow. Ugh. Really? That's a whole different topic another day, but No fish?
Mm-mm. Nothing.
But shrimp?
No.
Okay, okay, okay. But lobster?
Nothing.
No, no, no. All right. Well, but crab? No crab?
Nothing.
Okay, there she is. Utility Hillary. No salmon, yes. There she is. Okay. Here's the message. Dear Bobby, do you think it's okay for people to get engaged at someone else's wedding, even if the bride and groom say it's okay? Do you think that anyone else should steal the attention on their special day? Okay? So that's the question. Even if the bride and the groom think it's okay, is it okay to propose at someone else's wedding? Let's go over to Amy. Amy, what do you think?
It's not okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Just totally not okay. I think you just need to find your own time.
Oh, wow.
Even if they're saying it's okay, the bride and groom, they're just nice people. Like you're doing it, they're being nice. They may not really care, but you don't need to do that. Just find your own place to get engaged.
Interesting.
It's kind of rude.
Okay, and that, love that opinion. All right. Not that I agree with it, but okay. Let's go over to Morgan number two. Morgan number two, what do you think about this? Is it okay to get engaged at someone else's wedding?
I'm totally with Amy. I think you shouldn't get engaged. I think even thinking about it is a bad idea. That person paid for their day. That's their day, and you shouldn't take that away from them.
Wow, I wonder if we're going to have a clean sweep here for the first time in girl group history. Let's go to Utility Hillary. Hillary, so you have a wedding. The bride and groom say, you can engage at our wedding. That's awesome. Is it okay?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to agree with them. It's taking away the attention of the bride and groom, and I think that's wrong. I think even getting engaged like the day before is taking their attention away because everybody's going to come up to them and congratulate them. They should really be focusing on the bride and groom.
But what if the bride and groom are like, we would love for you to get engaged at our wedding? Like, that'd be a great moment. Like, it's like part of the family.
Just be like, that's okay. This is your day. It's your special time. We'll wait.
I'm surprised all three of you went that direction because I would tell you, I don't agree with you all. Now, it's not something that I would do. And I do look at it and go, ooh, maybe you should find your own day. But if it's important.
See, you're leaning towards what we're saying.
Not. Here's where I'm leaning.
Okay.
I'm leaning that if it's a special day and everybody's cool with it, I don't know the circumstances of everybody's life. But if it's a special day and everybody's cool, then do what makes you happy. That's why I say follow your happiness heart.
Like, if it's a family member, they could be looking at it like,
boom.
It's like, say it's your sister getting married.
Go ahead.
And you got all the aunts and uncles and cousins and friends and family. They're all already there. Maybe you wanted them there at your engagement.
Now we're talking.
So you're like, you're capitalizing on that, but no.
Oh, still no.
Yeah, still no.
You led me
find
up the trail.
Your own time.
And then you jump me. I
well, yeah, because
like
I'm like trying to think if that's like the only way I could maybe see it being appropriate for you to even ask a bride or groom if you could. And then are they even asking or do they just do it? Have people just ever proposed at someone else's wedding? Because you know when you're at a wedding, you get all the feels.
Okay.
And you're like, oh man, this is so great. I'm feeling all romantic. Have they ever just decided to propose right then and there?
I'm sure it's happened.
That would be interesting.
Well,
and then the bride and groom probably got annoyed.
Clean sweep. The rare clean sweep where Lunchbox, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I don't think you can propose at someone else's wedding.
Even if everybody's cool. I don't think it should happen generally, but I just am not going to wipe it away. Like, if it means something, maybe Aunt Bertha is dying. It's her last day on Earth.
Okay, well, now you're creating,
what?
A rare circumstance.
Oh. All right. Thank you, girls. Appreciate that. Thank you for the listener email. Appreciate that. That's why we have you guys in, so we can know the consensus of the American female. Thank you, guys.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So when you're becoming an Eagle Scout, you have a service project, a community service project that you're in charge of. You have to complete it or you won't become an Eagle Scout. So the 17-year-old Elliot, he decided for his project that he would collect stuffed animals and donate them to the police department so that officers could hand them out to children in rough situations. And with his oversight over the past few weeks, he was able to collect 1,000 stuffed animals
Oh, wow.
At different churches and schools. And he loaded them up. Dropped him off at the police department. Obviously, hopefully he gets his little patch or whatever.
Not a little patch.
No, he's an Eagle Scout.
Well, now,
it's a big deal.
And that's an older one,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I know it is. My husband's nephew became an Eagle Scout, and I went to the ceremony. It was pretty legit. So shout out to Elliot for this project and for your little patch.
No, it's not a little patch.
All right. Well, the patch is actually little.
That's what it's all
Thank
about
you,
right
Lunchbox.
There.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Going to Disney this weekend, huh?
I know. It's pretty crazy. I thought I would never take my kids to this place, but here we are. We're
That's
doing
fine.
It. Yeah. What about you? Hot date?
No, I mean, I've had like 3 dates in the past.
Yeah. Well, I know. So you're on a roll.
Few months. No hot date. But the funny thing is, I mentioned a couple days ago that I went out when I was in New York. I didn't mention Amy spilled the tea on me.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was some good tea.
Thank you.
Eddie now wants to play a game. They're telling me you want to guess who I went on a date.
Yeah, I did some investigation.
Oh.
Of single women that live in New York City.
Okay.
Possible people that you went on a date with.
By the way, all I said was I went and met up with a girl. Did I say we met on a dating app?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. And then we talked for a long time, and then we ate. Did I say all that?
Mm-hmm.
And then we stayed out to like 2?
2 a.m. Yep.
Oh. All those details
Oh, that's
were
true.
Given.
I don't even know what
and
I said.
And then
the
I
show.
Asked if she was famous, and you just acted weird about it.
No, I was just like, I don't want to get...
I get it.
I don't want... It's,
I get
it's
it,
one
but if,
date.
But if I guess it, will you wink at me?
Okay, go okay. ahead. Eddie, these are... How many guesses? You get
5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow, okay.
All right, your number 5 guess. Go ahead.
Madonna.
Oh my gosh.
She lives in New York. Guys, she's single. Ready to mingle.
Madonna. Show me Madonna!
Oh, you're going to buzzer it?
Go ahead.
Okay, so it's not
if
Madonna.
If this ridiculous, let's play the game.
Yeah, all right. That was.
Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay, this is a little more realistic.
Go ahead.
Jennifer Lawrence.
She just got engaged.
Yeah,
she did?
Yeah.
Okay, scratch her out then. Okay, give me another one then.
And not realistic. Go ahead.
Scarlett Johansson.
She's dating the guy from SNL.
Son of a
bitch.
Yeah. Okay, I got a good one.
Colin... The Guess and L Weekend Update guy?
I got a good one.
Go ahead.
Taylor Swift. Come on!
She has a boyfriend, Joe Alwyn.
You
yeah.
You believe
I
got a question. Everything you read.
Do you do your research before you bring these guesses? Because, I mean, all these people are taken.
Well, be real. I just Googled girls in New York City.
Just girls. I haven't seen them.
Celebrity girls in New York
one
City.
One more. This is the last guess.
Emma Stone. What? Yeah, 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 he didn't say anything. Did you see his face?
Oh,
Amy,
no.
Did you see his face?
Oh, wow, he paused.
He paused.
He didn't
he almost
react.
Looked like,
No, that was, you know, no. The look of shock?
That's yep. not
That's
it.
What happened I was right
yeah,
there.
Like, how did Eddie figure this out?
There are other Emma. There are more Emmas. I was trying, which one is she? Just in my head. But like, no, it's not
she
Emma.
Has
no.
a boyfriend.
Hey,
another
hey,
Emma,
Cat
huh?
got his tongue.
No.
All of a sudden, like, oh, no, putty cat.
You saw that one, right?
Did you call me little putty cat?
Little putty cat got his, yeah, oh, got the tongue tied.
It has nothing to do with
Bobby, never go speechless, and you go,
No.
But you're like, hey, Madonna. But
no.
And then you stop with your eyes like,
no, I'm what? Trying to figure out who that was. Amy knows who it is.
I think you gulped.
No.
Emma Stone? Amy?
This is my poker face.
Oh, she's not. No, it's not. It's nothing. I don't know why you think it would
okay.
be.
I just said Emma Stone has a boyfriend, but everybody you're naming is
okay,
like.
Okay, fine. Sharna.
Oh, from Sharna?
Yeah.
She's in Australia.
Oh, good.
So, like, I didn't mean
it. Give me another week. I'll do some more investigation.
No, I knew you'd guess stupid stuff.
That's why
Madonna?
That's really stupid.
I mean,
well, that's not stupid.
Okay.
Okay, Martha Stewart.
No, Bobby wouldn't.
Yes, he's actually really attracted to her.
You are not attracted.
I'm not attracted to Martha Stewart. Not
kind
gonna
of.
Say like what?
No. Okay, good. Are we done with this?
That's all I got. No.
Did you see a DNA test confirm another Ted Bundy killing?
Oh no.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's terrible, but good closure for that family. Gosh, you know
that documentary on Netflix, the whole series. The Ted Bundy stories, what is it called?
Tapes.
Yeah.
That's led to the confirmation that he had another victim. Police are announcing that DNA testing has helped them confirm that it was a 17-year-old Utah girl in 1974.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible.
Which means, by the way, there are so many they don't even know.
I
know.
So many victims.
And you watch the thing, you realize that states weren't talking to each other. You can basically leave one state, go to the other, and you're fresh and new.
Crazy.
You can just cross. Like, Dukes of Hazzard was right. You cross the state line.
County.
But still, you cross the line, you're in.
Yeah, because they were getting chased by Roscoe, and as soon as they crossed that county
He's
line,
like, oh,
Roscoe's like,
man.
I can't get him.
That always made me believe that if you were ever running for the cops, you just had to get out of the city or the state, and you were...
Back in the 70s, apparently that was the thing.
I mean, that's so crazy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so listen to the story from Eddie, and tell me what you would have done in this situation, okay?
Okay.
Eddie?
This is crazy. I ordered a burger, and when it comes to my table, this drunk guy comes up to me, looks at the burger, lifts the bun up, Amy, grabs the patty, takes a bite from the patty, puts it back on the other bun, and says, dang, that's good. Thank you. And he walks off.
What?
And I was like, what just happened?
I mean, yeah. I can't even imagine if that were... I don't know what I would do if that happened to me.
What time of the night was it?
It was late. It was like 10 p.m.
Okay, so you're getting a burger.
Yes.
He's wasted. What do you do?
Dude, I mean, honestly, I'm furious but confused. Like, I'm not a fighter, but the first thing I wanted to do was, like, I want to punch this guy. Like, you don't walk up to someone's food, take a bite of the patty, and then walk off. But I was just so confused, Bones. I didn't know what to do. I was really like, okay, I continue to eat my burger.
I
you
cut,
ate the burger?
What? Oh, yeah. I cut off the part
what?
That
no,
he
no.
could.
No, no.
Yeah. Like, I didn't even want to tell
but
the way.
But he touched it. He picked it up and touched it.
I'm telling you, it was bizarre.
Lunchbox, what would you have done?
First, I'd have thrown the burger at him.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And then I'd have got up and we'd have been going at it. There's no way.
Like making out?
No. Like fighting. Oh. Like a tussle would have ensued. Oh. There is no way some stranger that is drunk is going to come and take a bite out of my patty and put it back on that bun and nothing's going to go down.
But haven't you done stuff like that before?
No. I've never taken someone's food when I'm drunk. Like if they leave their food behind, I'll eat it because that means they're done with it. I don't just go up to some random person's table, take up their food and bite it.
People do weird, crazy stuff when they're drunk.
Why is that? As someone who's never been drunk, what is that? Why? Like, do you feel invincible?
Oh, yeah. All rules are out. Like, everything that you've told yourself inside your mind, like, don't do, that's bad. It just goes away.
Rules don't apply.
You just do it.
Yeah. Huh.
So a little bit, I'm just like, I don't want to, like, fight with a drunk guy, but that's never happened to me, Bones. I didn't know what to do.
But you ate your burger and went about your day.
I did. I didn't even want to make it a restaurant thing.
Oh, you didn't even tell them.
I didn't even want to make it about the restaurant.
So you got scared.
Well, I guess I chickened out.
Where did he go?
He just walked off. I mean, it was kind of a singer-songwriter thing. So, I mean, he just went back to listen to music.
Oh, so he was still there.
Yeah, he stayed for a little bit. And I told everyone to.
Was he a singer or a songwriter?
No, he was just
he started thinking.
Was it Luke Bryan?
Yeah. It was Luke Combs. Bobby Bone,
come on. Listen, I love country music. I love the history of country music, and that's why I've been given the nickname
Country Music's Youngest Historian.
So we do this segment on this day in country music.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
I love Garth ones, because I love Garth.
Those are the best.
On this day in 1991, Garth Brooks has the number one country song with Two of a Kind and Working on a Full House.
Come on.
Yeah, we're two of a kind and working on a full house.
Yeah, Eddie, what album?
Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
No offenses, I'm sorry.
Stop it!
Yeah.
That was not on the first album?
This was a third single, third consecutive country number one from his second album, No Offenses.
I quit.
Wow. When the going gets tough. The song was written by Dennis Robbins, Bobby Boyd, and Warren Haynes. But listen, it was originally recorded by Dennis Robbins. Would you like to hear his?
Stop,
I would love
stop.
To hear
Some
this.
Other guy recorded this.
4 years before it was put out by Dennis Robbins. Actually, not bad.
The quality's not good, but the song's good.
True. It sounds like somebody's recording it on a tape player from a record machine.
Like we used to do.
Yeah, like play, pause, record. Garth said, hey, if that song falls through, I'd love to have it. And so he called Garth 3 months later, said, if you have it, cut it. Garth cuts it. Boom.
Yeah, we're two of a kind.
Crazy, huh?
No.
Made that dude rich.
There you go.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This guy's at a gas station. He's got an SUV just sitting there. And so someone jumps in and steals his SUV. And he's like, he sees it. And he's like, holy crap. Someone just stole my truck. He's going away. So he stole someone else's car.
Oh,
was
my
sitting
gosh.
There to go chase someone.
Oh.
That's funny.
It's like a
Is
movie.
That okay?
Well, no. For multiple reasons. One, because you can't just grab somebody else's car.
Right.
Yeah.
Two, there was a woman inside.
Oh, my
when
goodness.
He grabbed it.
Oh.
No.
Oh,
yeah. And now he's facing carjacking charges.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not good.
The wild surveillance video showed the apparent carjacking that turned into what one family called a kidnapping at a gas station. So the juvenile was arrested for stealing one of the vehicles. The video shows a black Chevrolet SUV pulling up to the gas station and the driver getting out of the vehicle while leaving it running. He walks into the store. Seconds later, an entirely different woman is seen coming out of the store, getting into the vehicle and speeding away. The original driver runs after her, then steals a Toyota silver hatchback at a nearby gas pump to chase the SUV. The woman was sitting inside the silver Toyota as her stepdaughter tried to fuel up the one that the second one stole.
Right.
Are you guys following all this?
Yeah.
But when you see movies, you think this is legal because when they're chasing someone down the highway or something, they just say, get out of the car, police
the cops
business.
Do that.
And the people get out and they take their car. So that's where this guy probably got the idea.
Cops do that. And it's a movie. In movies, Iron Man flies.
And you missed the key word, police business.
Yeah.
Well, that was police business. There was a crime going on.
That second car was returned back to the gas station.
Oh, see? So he was nice.
And
brought it back.
They're good. But all this is, like, they have footage of all this.
crazy.
That's crazy. The pile comes up. Amy's news. Amy, what do you have over there we're going to talk about?
I have the perfect amount of time you should date someone before you get engaged.
There you have it. By the way, go to BobbyBones.com. Updates on the iHeartRadio Music Awards from last night, which were quite fantastic. I had a good time. On Fox, Garth performed, Alicia Keys performed. You want to see all the updates, BobbyBones.com. All right, cool. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a man won $60 playing the lottery. So he decided to buy two more tickets, and he won $1 million more. What up? Isn't that crazy?
You know, always risky to take your money that you just won and put it back in.
Yeah, let it ride.
And always he didn't even put all 60 back in. He took like $2 from the 60 that he won and put it back in.
You know, that play I can understand.
I'm so happy for him.
Let it ride.
That's yeah. Funny.
That's awesome.
You are not happy for him either. All right, Amy, what else?
He said he thinks he's going to buy a nice boat.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I bet. All right, what else?
So I have the top five U.S. tourist traps to avoid because they just don't live up to the hype. And I feel like we've been to some of these.
Go ahead.
They're hypeable, maybe. So, well, this one maybe not. Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh yeah. It's just sidewalk.
Yep, that's all it is.
Go ahead.
Okay, Plymouth Rock. Has anybody been there?
No, but I would love to go.
I'm going to go to Mount Rushmore, but I've never been there either.
Never either.
Is that on your list?
No, it's a rock. It's Plymouth Rock, a rock. Oh, I just thought.
All right, what else?
Times Square.
I think that's cool.
I agree.
As someone who never went to New York City, because that was a big city and I was from Arkansas, when I went, I was like, holy crap, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty insane.
Yeah.
Anybody been to Roswell, New Mexico?
The aliens.
I know, but has anybody been?
No, never been.
I know. I kind of want to go.
But you don't get to go into what's like area
51,
59,
54,
not 69.
That was the area.
That's a different
51.
Place.
Yeah, I don't know where that is. And then the other one, this one, I feel like Eddie's going to be sad. This made the list.
Hawaii.
Elvis's Graceland.
Oh no! The hype. Believe the hype.
Yeah, I haven't been. Eddie's like, you have to go as a music. Big music nerd.
You gotta be a fan of Elvis, but you'd love it.
Yeah, and I'm not even a fan of Elvis, and I want to go.
And that's it. There it is. That's it. All right, what else you got?
Well, how long should you date someone before you get engaged?
20 years.
Well, that's
he's not lying.
That's not on here. Well, 2% of people say more than 5 years.
Okay, but that's okay. But Lunchbox, how long did you and your girl date?
Three and a half, four years.
No, sorry,
yeah,
girl.
My girl.
Your
I
wife.
Like you call her that.
Okay.
My girl.
3.5 years. Eddie?
6 years.
What?
Amy?
2 months.
No. You got married after 6 months. You were engaged after like 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Fine.
How, really? Okay. From you started dating.
We started dating in June.
Got engaged.
In October.
July, August, September. 4 months.
And then got married in December.
Wow.
And
no,
so 6 months total. No.
So we have all the thing. And me, I've dated... But I've never been.
Oh, boy.
Never.
Mm. Yeah.
What do they say?
Well, the most popular thing was less than 6 months of dating.
Before you get engaged?
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, don't do it less than 6 months. Like, after 6 months, you're free to propose.
Okay. Oh, so it's not. Okay. You said that wrong.
Sorry.
Yeah. So it takes 6 months. Don't do it before 6 months. What's the most popular, the one people are doing?
12 to 18 months.
Okay.
So like a year to a year and a half.
All right.
And then a 2 year engagement. That's pretty good.
Two year engagement? How long were you engaged?
How long were you engaged?
6 months.
Oh, that's not
the wife was ready to get it done.
And I just figure I will too. Like when it's time to get engaged, unless she wants to plan some wedding and like have whatever, you like family or something come in. Like,
let's what do you call
let's
them?
Let's just do it. Let's do it.
Oh, are we all going to that
what?
Right.
Destination wedding we got invited
Mike,
to?
I'm going.
Yeah. So did you know like the RSVPs are due like
in 2 weeks,
6 months
for
before the wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, they're due in May.
Whatever. Just RSVP plus one and don't show up with one if they're going to be like that.
Okay.
It's kind of rude, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, are we supposed to know? I'm supposed to have a date in November.
Yeah, sure, I was curious what you were going to do.
Yeah, plus one. You know what? Plus five. Screw it. I'm bringing all my friends, and if they don't come, well, oh well.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going all RSVP.
Okay. That it?
Yeah, is that all my stories?
That's it.
That's it. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I love this one. Jonathan and Stephen Full in Durham, North Carolina. They were at a Chick-fil-A. They spotted 11 military personnel in line, and they just bought them food.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the entire story, and that's awesome.
Thoughtful.
And I wanted to share that. He explained that his stepbrother served as a Marine in Afghanistan. He passed away. Mm-hmm. And that he wanted to treat them all to Chick-fil-A. So, love it. Man buys 11 servicemen lunch to honor. And just want to say that's what's up. So, that's what it's all about right there. Doesn't have to be anything crazy.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Let's go over to Raymundo in the glass room with the news this morning.
Yeah, in New Zealand, up to 40 people are dead after a shooter opened fire on two mosques. The gunman posted a manifesto to Twitter before the attack. In airport news, not a lot of delays right now, but bad weather along the East Coast could make some delays at airports later in the day. And finally, at our 2019 iHeartRadio Music Awards last night, Country Artist of the Year went to Luke Combs. Country Song of the Year was Meant to Be by Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
A lot of people are wondering, we're in March now, and our producer Eddie said he was going to cut back on his debt. It was his New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Well, how are we doing over there?
Pretty good. So we've made three payments of $1,700 each.
Wow, really?
Yes.
So how far in debt were you when the year started?
$20,000. $20,000.
Credit cards?
Yeah, man, you name it. Credit cards, I mean, everything. We've even, like, consolidated a bunch of, like, other stuff onto this one credit card. So once this is gone, we're done.
You made three payments of $1,700.
Yeah, that's kind of the pace that we need to have. So, and then anything new that comes in, we add to it.
Are you having to cut things out to pay this?
A couple things. Like, my wife's not doing Starbucks anymore.
Oof.
That's really tough. I'm down to $30 a month on gambling.
Wait, why do you have a gambling budget?
Because I like to gamble when I watch sports, but I was doing like $100 a month, sometimes maybe more. And so I was like, $30 a month, and once I'm out of that money, I don't recharge.
So you get to gamble, but she can't ever get Starbucks.
She can't have 30 bucks for Starbucks?
Like, she can't. Look, this is the problem with her Starbucks is she would go every day, and then she would drink like a quarter of the drink and then throw it away. So we're like, all right, if
well,
you want...
Well, isn't gambling sort of throwing money away?
No, I make money.
Stop it. Okay so... Anyway.
So stuff like that's what we're taking away.
But you're moving pretty good?
Yes. I think we're on pace, Bones, and I'm so pumped.
That's awesome.
Lunchbox, your update. Is your car clean still?
My car is still clean.
Did you park beside me in the garage the other day?
No. I don't ever park upstairs.
Oh, you don't? Because somebody's car was parked beside me, and it was just full of garbage, and I thought it was Lunchbox.
No.
But it's not yours.
No, because upstairs is too compact. The spaces are too small. I don't want anybody dinging the 05 Altima.
So, but you got it. You're still on it.
Yeah, still good. Like, I've been doing a good job of, whenever I get home, I take my Gatorade bottle out of the car after a soccer game, and instead of just throwing it on the floorboard. I'm proud of myself.
Are you washing your clothes yet? Or do you just take them off and put them on the porch and then put them back on when you go to the next game?
Oh, I wash them. Yeah. And what's my one team, I'm the captain, so I got to wash all the jerseys, but sometimes I do forget.
Wait.
All the everybody else's
You're supposed
jerseys?
To wash everybody's clothes?
Well, I just have jerseys. And so we have matching jerseys, and I put them in a little mesh bag, bring them home, and sometimes I like the next week comes, I'm like, oh man, I forgot to wash them.
You just give them back to them
I
stinky?
Just give them back to them stinky.
Oh, no.
My team does not like it when I do that.
Do they notice?
Yeah.
They do.
I mean, you can smell
why
them.
Wouldn't they... Why can people just not wash their own?
Dude, you're like the team manager. This is great.
Do you play or are you the manager?
Do they call
No, I play. Oh, I play.
He's the manager.
We just found out. Do you take them orange slices after the game?
They're probably all like, hey, who should do our laundry? The old guy, for sure.
Yeah,
right?
Get the old guy.
Get the old guy. He'll do it.
Man, you guys are rude. Look, I got the jerseys.
No, I
got
think
them
we're...
donated. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm the captain. I'm the one that has to email everybody. Say, hey, this is the game time, and who's in, who's out, and then I show up with the jerseys, and I take
play?
Them off. Yeah.
You're hurt right now, though, right?
Yeah, I'm hurt. I got a bone spur, so I'm out for a month.
He's managing like crazy, though.
Manager! Yeah.
He's the manager. That's good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but he just thinks
guys,
he's
I'm
the
not,
captain.
No, I'm not the manager. I'm the captain.
Bones. He's the managing captain. Yeah.
And then the players are probably like, should we just call him captain to make him feel better? Yeah, call him captain. He's really the manager.
Hey, Cap.
No, I wear the captain armband.
Oh,
we didn't
know
that. Give him the armband to make him feel better.
Because you have to have one person.
Chris, give him that armband you're wearing.
Oh, wow. Draw C on it. This is how it happens.
Yeah.
You're the old guy now.
No, I'm the
captain. Well, he is the old guy because he's hurt.
I am hurt, and I never knew young people could get bone spurs, but they do.
You're 37.
I know.
Yeah.
What is the average age of your team?
30, 28.
Oh.
Yeah, you're the old guy.
Going backward, too.
There's one guy that's like my 22. Age. There's one guy that's my age, and everybody else is younger.
So he's doing his resolution. Mine was to comment and like more Instagram pictures.
Which you're doing great.
Doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that.
Amy, especially on Dustin Lynch's.
Yeah. I get over on Dustin every time I post something. Yeah. Amy, yours was?
to be organized with my calendar.
How's that going?
I'm good. And my husband and I's calendars are synced up, and I put everything in there like I'm supposed to.
Look at us. March, and we're still holding our New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. Give yourself a big round of applause.
Yeah.
There you go. There it is. See, we should also recognize when we're doing things right, not just wrong.
It's very true.
Congratulations.
Props to the captain.
Hey, Captain, nice work. Thanks. There it is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was thinking about you, Amy, because I saw a story in the news about a pilot who lived a mysterious double life.
Yeah. No, this story is crazy.
Because Amy's husband's a pilot, and I would say to her all the time, like, he could have another family somewhere and you wouldn't know because he would just disappear and not tell you where he was.
Yeah.
You would tell her that all the time?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
What? Put that in her head.
Well, I would just say, because he would just be gone for like 2 months.
Right. He's like, how do you know he's really in Afghanistan?
I'd be like, he could be like, you know, Jonathan Wells somewhere
else. Oh, my goodness.
Right. And in like some trips, he would leave for 60 days and it was no communication. Like, we couldn't talk. And Bobby would be like, how convenient.
Yeah. I mean, that would be the time to do it. Yeah.
So, but this guy wasn't living a double life because of another wife. Like,
it doesn't matter.
He was hiding from the law.
My point was, you can do this if you're a pilot.
I know.
So they didn't even know until his plane crashed. A man was living a double life until a plane crash exposed both of his aliases. He went by one alias, Jordan Aaron, who was the president of a Carson City sushi restaurant, who once ran for Justice of the Peace in Arizona.
What?
Okay.
Excuse me?
Like he ran for office?
Yeah.
Yes.
But he was also known as Antonio Pastini, who was an ex-Chicago cop.
What?
Wait, so who was he for real?
Was he really an ex-cop?
I don't know which one he was.
I don't know. He was both. What do you mean?
That's crazy. Oh, man.
Yes. He had social security numbers for both, right?
They were one and the same person. He had two names, two socials. He kept different driver's licenses and bank accounts under the two names that an ex-wife alleged.
Why would he want that?
Because he was in trouble with, one of those men was in trouble with the law or something.
The ex-wife, one of his four ex-wives.
Whoa.
Said in court filings that he kept multiple identities to hide money, mm-hmm. and she hinted that he had trouble with the law. There's a lot. I mean, how exhausting.
Yeah, how complicated and exhausting, yes.
You know what that reminds me of? Catch Me If You Can. You ever
is
that seen
a good
that
movie?
Oh, yeah, it's a great movie, especially because it's mostly true.
I just watched it, and it is fabulous.
Oh, you just watched it?
Fantastic.
You used the word fabulous?
I mean, I thought it was great.
What did you say? Fantabulous?
Emily goes, fist fabulous.
I meant to say fantastic, and I don't know why I said fabulous, but it was really good.
Yeah, DiCaprio, back in the day, right?
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
So good.
So that's when I should, you know, add to the list?
I mean, it's 17 years old.
Well,
They can remake it even now. It's been out so long. But yeah, it's good.
It's a true story.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, it's good.
Hold on, let me write this down.
Anyway, I saw that and thought about you.
Mm-hmm.
Is your husband flying much now at all?
Yeah, a little bit locally here in town.
Oh, you grounded him after this story? He has to stay local?
No, but it's just ever since we got the kids, he's not going overseas. So he had to find a way to fly here. And it's taking a while to get, he's trying to get certified and everything cleared for insurance purposes. But once all of that does get clear, he'll fly more and more.
How long was he in the Air Force?
12 years.
Does he miss it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel bad for him that he misses it?
I do. He misses it. He misses the people, the way they work. He just worked in a certain, he's like, we just had a certain way of life. It's like a culture. We had people. And people, you know, they say civilians. Of course, civilians. Us.
Yeah.
Civilians. He's like, you just don't think like we do. Like, sometimes working, it's not efficient. People don't get things done the way we do and use the same acronyms and tell time the way we do and say the date like we do. Like, okay. How would you say... Okay, your birthday, Bobby, is April 2nd, 1980.
Yeah.
He would say, 2 April, 1980. Like, 2 April. No, it's April 2nd.
Well, they're both right.
No.
Okay. Well,
when you're having a conversation with him and he starts, saying dates, and I'm like, hey, what's the date? And he's like, oh, it's 9 September. I'm like, no.
But he went to the Air Force Academy. He's been in the Air Force most of his life.
I know.
Let the guy live his Air Force life.
I know. Got it.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Last night at our iHeartRadio Music Awards, so much happened. First up, the big winners at the show were Maren Morris and Zedd with their song The Middle. They took home 2 awards, Dance Song of the Year and Song of the Year, all genre. Here's her winning the big award of the night.
For iHeart Song of the Year, The Middle.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool. Thank you so much, iHeart.
I just want to say thank you to everyone who had this song on repeat
the last year. It's insane.
Luke Combs took home Country Artist of the Year. Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line's song Meant to Be won Country Song of the Year. Jordan Davis won Best New Country Artist. Kacey Musgraves with Harry Styles' cover of You're Still the One won as Best Cover Song. And previously announced, Jason Aldean won Country Album of the Year. Garth Brooks performed a medley of his songs before accepting his award for Artist of the Decade. Here's him singing Friends in Low Places with the help of actor Chris Pratt. Also at the show, Kacey Musgraves performed her song Rainbow with a massive rainbow on stage and Chris Martin of Coldplay playing the piano. Here's a clip.
Let go of your umbrella, 'cause darling, I'm just trying to tell you that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head.
I'm Morgan Number Two. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Some church members in Longview, Washington wanted to do something nice for the community. So they went to the middle school, high school, got some firefighters, and they all got together and said, how can we give back? They wanted to give food to the homeless. They packed 3,200 lunches, made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, snacks, and they went, put them in brown bags, and handed them out around the community.
Man, good for them.
Love it.
That's what it's all about right there. That's a good one.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from St. Paul, Minnesota. A 59-year-old woman and her 20-year-old daughter were at Domino's. They ordered some pizza and some hot wings.
Oh, wow.
Pizza comes out, but no hot wings. They say, oh, sorry about that. We'll get right on it. 20 minutes later, still no hot wings. She goes up to the counter and pulls out a gun.
Oh. Ooh.
She was angry, and she wanted free hot
wow.
wings and free pizza.
And I bet they gave it to her right then.
Yeah.
She may have gotten in trouble later, but you give it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, here you go. Here's all the hot wings we have, ma'am. So what happens?
They called police, and she was arrested. No word on whether she got the hot wings before police arrived or not.
I bet she did.
Probably.
She pulls a gun.
You have to.
You know that. That was playing as I made the hot wings for that gun. Yeah.
On Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show.
What a crazy night last night was. The iHeartRadio Music Awards. Wonderful performances. Garth, Kacey, always representing us well. Gave the first tech award. Presented to the Amazon Echo. That's pretty cool. Got to present the Amazon Echo.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Garth and I hung out all night. What can I say, huh?
It was a good night.
It was a good night. I'm going to come home now. So I'm on the way in, and Amy's on the way out, huh?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Disneyland with the kids. So, I know, we're going to be like flying in the air past each other.
Make sure you wave at them.
Yeah.
What's up with all the planes getting grounded, huh?
What's happening? I haven't heard that.
Yeah, even all the countries are grounding those big planes, and then Trump yesterday was like, take them down in America.
Oh, the particular kind of plane that
the
was...
Boeing.
The Boeing. New one.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'm on Southwest.
No, they have some too.
You know they have
Southwest
both.
And I think American were the two that were heavily affected by it.
Shoot.
Yeah, they just make planes.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll check. Hopefully Southwest will text me if my flight's delayed.
Oh, they're good at that. Yeah, they'll text you.
So I'm going to fly back and... be back home. Amy's flying to California to go to Disney with her kids.
Yes.
That'd be fun. Their first time to ever see Disney.
I mean, yeah. It's funny because I've been having to show them. They have no concept of what it really is, but we've been showing them YouTube videos.
Do they know who Mickey and Minnie and them are?
Yeah. I mean, sort of. And like a roller coaster. They've never seen anything like that in real life, only on YouTube. So I can't wait. I'm totally going to be the parent that's buying one of those photos because I can't wait to see their faces on a roller coaster.
Yeah. Did you hire the girl in the wheelchair?
No, but our friend Mary, she has really bad neck issues, and she's like, I mean, I could take my neck brace,
yeah,
and we could maybe get in line, and I'm like, oh, that just seems so wrong.
Well, Amy told a story about a girl you can hire. She, like, rents herself out because she's in a wheelchair. She can cut lines at Disney.
Yes, which we're not hiring her. I just heard about her.
Lunchbox?
Man, I don't know. I'll just be relaxing, chilling, catching up on sleep, and, I mean, you know, if it's nice weather, take the kid out to the park and maybe, you know, put him on the swings.
Oh, wow. So cute.
I mean, I don't know if he can go on the swings, but they look cool.
Throw some cheese at him. Outside.
I think we're done with the cheese throwing.
Okay, right.
Until the next viral moment, I will. I mean, oh, that was terrible. People hate me.
All right.
But it was awesome.
There you go. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday. Monday is Amy's birthday, too. Oh, it's your birthday. Go, Shorty.
Wait, what are you going to do all weekend if you don't have to work?
Yeah. What's up with you?
Uh-oh.
Well, the SC basketball tournament's in town.
Oh.
Are you going to go to a game?
I may.
Oh.
Or two. I don't know. I'm not used to being home.
You're
going to
take Morgan number two?
No.
See? You wonder who was talking crap.
We've literally hung out. We went out twice.
I was just no, and you went. To
and you know what? If I want to, Morgan number two, I'll call you and be like, "Let's go hang out." We're not being pressured into our friendship, good or bad.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay. No, it's no pressure.
That's right. Yeah, everybody relax with us. Everybody online.
Everybody, you mean lunchbox?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa, don't just guys come
You're
on.
You're the only one that just said something.
I'm just in, but you know, Amy's jealous in her heart that you don't come to her for advice anymore. You go to Morgan number two. It
Wait,
happens.
What?
Advice.
Why are you causing drama?
Right. Like instigator.
Yeah, you're instigating. No, Bobby and I still talk about all kinds of things.
That's true. Like my prostate.
Really?
No. Yeah, he comes to me for advice on that all the time.
We'll see you guys Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.